in the room.
Say it again.
Oh, there's a doggy in the room.
Say it again.
There's a doggy in the room.
One more time.
There's a doggy in the room.
Very good.
Hello, doggy jeans. There's a little doggy jeans here.
There today. Is a doggy here.
She's exploring, sniffing and a smelling.
Smelling and a sniffing.
Why don't you smell, doggy jeans?
Oh, man. What a great Christmas we had this year.
I know.
Goodness gracious. Wasn't yesterday something else?
It really was, Tom. Being with friends and family. We're in Florida. So much fun.
And we're going to have a great post-Christmas episode coming up in a few weeks when we get all this Top Dog, Charo, and Maria and Jane audio whittled down. So all of your favorites coming back.
And we're going to, I mean, it's like a whole week with them.
Yeah.
So there's tons of stuff coming up.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, we hope you had a great Christmas if you celebrate that, or a Hanukkah or whatever the hell. And we sure did. And
whatever stuff you're into. And we have, let's see. Well, we hope you have a great New Year. Happy New Year. And next week we're back at it, back on the road.
On the road again.
So
telling jokes to toothless men.
Tell people
where they can find me, jeans. Yeah. All right, mommies, 2013. I kick it off at the San Jose Improv, January 3rd through 6th at San Jose, California.
And then
The next week, Kansas City, the Kansas City Improv, January 10th through 13th. Come see me and tell me where to eat ribs, because I'm not sure where to go. Oh. Where do you get ribs in Kansas City, you remember?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of places. There's Gates.
Okay.
Arthur Bryant's.
That's where I've been. Okay.
Yeah, that's where the real players
go. Get your ribs.
There's a lot of places, but yeah, definitely. Some good stuff. Let's see. I will be next week at the Chicago Improv in Schaumburg.
Schaumburg.
And then Cleveland Improv.
Okay.
Let's see, January 24th through 27th. And then Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia, Michigan, just outside of the D.
Yeah, dude.
January 30th through February 2nd. So come check out your boy. And speaking of dates, this has been up and we didn't even plug it. I didn't realize. That's why I wrote this down. There's a poll on the site on yourmomshousepodcast.com. That has a few cities listed.
Oh, right.
That we're polling people to see if they live in the area. Now, here's what's important.
Okay.
Please, if you're. Whoa.
Those vibrationals. Weird? Yeah, I heard that.
That sounded very bad. Well,
blue band's not on top of it.
If you. What is that?
It's still vibrating, yeah. Is it too loud? I think last night we put my levels way up.
Really?
On my mic? Because my mic's way hotter than it usually is.
Okay, how's that?
That's fine. I mean.
Am I too loud now?
You're too loud now.
How about now?
Your voice is so masculine and deep.
Is that hurting your ears? Is that me? How about now?
You're good.
Am I good?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it sound all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
All right. Well, here's the...
That
was weird again.
Gene's alive.
What's going on?
What's going on? Our secret guest is... It might just be the headphones, you think? Secret guest?
It doesn't feel like it's... I mean, these levels aren't too high.
That's weird.
It is weird. Why don't you talk for a second?
Meow, 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 meow. That's what it is. Because you're turning my mic up and down, right?
No, I'm just...
Oh, because it went meow, 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 meow.
But why does that sound weird when I do it? It's weird.
Talk?
I don't know. Sometimes... Let's see. Is this... Yeah, it should be fine, right? What the fuck is going on? Is that...
I think you're okay.
It sounds okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the thing that we need people to do. If you go to the site, if you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, we put up this poll for five cities. Portland, Boston, Austin, Houston, and Philadelphia. I want you to vote on the city if you live... don't click on Houston if you're like, I live in Anchorage and I'll fly down to the show.
Tell us where you live, man.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out if people in these specific areas are there. So please vote if you're in that area. And we'll see like where we have a group of people that maybe we can go do a show together.
Oh, we'll definitely do a show together. We're trying to figure it out so that we can find you guys and come out and you guys can meet each other and we can have like a momtastic time.
Great.
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What other thing is there? Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe our... Yeah.
No, fucking, what are you talking about?
Maybe someone in the room plug their dates.
Will you fucking...
Why?
Why are you fucking this up, man?
What? This is a professional show?
No.
Oh.
Canada. Hey, Canadian.
Yeah.
Where?
Sorry.
Ian Bass.
My dog's on the move. I apologize.
Uh-oh.
Is she unplugging things?
Roxy's tearing shit up.
Roxy, get over here.
She's so cute. That's she so was funny. Just laying still.
Did something come in the room?
Don't there must eat be wires.
Oh, she's been known to. No, get over there. Look how retarded she is. That's awesome.
She looks like a hybrid between a fox and a beaver.
Hold on. I have to do this.
She's really cute.
I love the way you guys promote stuff. I mean, you make me want to buy berries.
Thank you.
I encourage you to. And because you're on the show, I will hook you up.
Really?
Get you this same offer we just offered to our
listeners. That is a good offer.
Yes.
Is your passport on the ground?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's my husband. Okay, that's where it belongs.
I'm like, you're worse than me. I couldn't find my wallet today.
Well, there we go.
For the longest time.
We keep all of our documents on the ground.
Well, yeah. I don't think the criminals look for it there. They think it's going to be hidden someplace.
Where's this dude's passport?
Keep it the most obvious place.
Yeah.
I love what you do. You guys.
Where can people see you, Ian?
I will be in Edmonton, Alberta the first week of January.
At the Strip?
Mm. At the Comic Strip.
That's a best club, huh?
And then the second week, I will be at Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway.
Oh,
wow.
Fantastic. Okay. And you can see me at the, I'll be at the game. I'll be on the Saturday. I will go see the...
the basketball game?
Yeah. I'll go, every year, I go see a basketball game.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What a great place to see a game.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's kind of a dumpy stadium, but they make it so fun. It's crazy.
What's his name? Bill Burr told me he like basically... schedules a lot of his touring now off of getting to see games, you know?
Well, it's Bill Burr, yeah.
Yes.
But also...
Maybe we should let this dog run free in the house. I'm afraid of what your dog is going to eat.
Okay, she won't eat anything, but she's going to lie down. Hold on, I'm going to do some abuse.
Tax laying around and passports. This dog can ruin our lives.
Lie down. I would go... I try to as well. My Winnipeg... schedule was to go see a hockey game.
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to do too.
And then they decided to shut that whole thing down and screwed it all up. So now I'm going in May to see nothing.
Well,
I'm going to see people.
See the inside of your hotel room.
I have
for 20
to
hours
stare out the window and cry and think about the times, all the dreams that I had as in high school. I was going to be something.
Are you guys ready to start the show?
Yeah, dude. Show, man.
Let's start it.
How can I be fake, Ellie Kane, if that's your real fucking name? All the pictures is of me. All the videos is of me and my mom, Cindy. You see that lady right there behind me? Oh, that's my mom, Cindy. So see, I am not fake, you ugly looking bitch. Talk, Cindy.
Yeah, you ugly monkey. Go climb on another tree and jump off on the other side. Next time if you harass my daughter, she will get you on harassment.
One, I am pregnant with my son, Frederick Jr.
Yeah.
I'll be 5 months tomorrow, and he's kicking the shit out of me right now.
Yeah.
My dad died 3 weeks ago tomorrow at 6:18 a.m.
Yeah.
My husband's real. He's in the living room watching TV. He doesn't like drama. What do you think? I'd delete him in the first play off my fucking count.
Right.
But I have him under my family page.
Yeah. You moron.
And back in 2000, I was 12 years old, turning 13. 2005, I was 19, turning 20. I was born in 1986. I should know how old I was in all them stupid pictures of me. Since they're my fucking pictures.
Yeah.
This is not a wig.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking sand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go jump up. Jump on the other side.
Yeah.
Ugly face.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best video?
Yeah, what's going on there?
So it's just one of those special moments. The other day, I'm just going through Twitter, and Moshe Kasher tweets "Merry Christmas."
Yeah,
with this link,
dumb mother monkey.
And I was like, "What the fuck is this? This is the best thing I've ever seen."
Uh-huh.
And I laughed. So hard.
Yeah.
It's just this girl who's making like a video.
Is that a girl?
To publish. like from her, I don't know if it's on her Facebook or, you know, whatever. And it just killed me. And I asked him like where he got it. And he just.
Yeah.
But nothing on.
And then I asked him. He didn't tell me where he got it. But then I got to the club and I saw Ian. And I played it for him. It's just...
It's crazy.
It is remarkable.
Well, I think, you know, the responsibility when you have haters is to address your haters.
Well, do you want to hear her address them a little more?
Do you think she has
likers?
She addresses them a little more. Would you like to hear what
else
she says?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking real. If it was a wig, it'll fucking come off right about now.
Yeah.
I dyed it black. You like my shirt? It says Mount Vernon, because that's where I actually live.
Hometown.
I lied, and I lied to Springfield, and I did.
101.
My brothers, Jackson and Daniel, they're fucking dead also. Daniel is my twin, in case you guys didn't know. He died at 3 days old. A smallpox. We both had it.
Whoa.
He died, and I survived. My brother Jackson died at the age of 27.
In a car wreck.
Last year.
Yeah.
On his birthday. This year, August 2nd, he'd be 28.
Yeah.
My sister Lucy is not fake either. She's real. And she turned 14 October 14th. Mm-hmm. Well, she'll be 15 this October.
Yeah, and plus she went on a camping trip. Well, leave her alone.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
What did she say? She went on a camping trip?
She went on a camping trip, so just leave her alone. You shouldn't leave her, you know.
Fucking camp.
That sounds just like her.
This is one of those families that had to have a lot of kids because most of them died.
Yeah. Well, a smallpox, like, I think there's immunizations for that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you get vaccines?
Hold on, isn't that when we killed the Indians with? That's
kind of old school.
That's hardcore.
Polio.
She was in a blanket and she died. Both of us. We like turkey. Yeah.
Fucking moron.
Moron.
You lucky fellow.
Oh, and in my Aunt Donna, my grandma's Millie Staley, and my Aunt Margaret, them dead pictures of them, well, they are dead also.
Them are.
And they're not fake. I should know. I was in their rooms when they died.
Yeah, and I was too.
There might be these two. There might be a crime.
Don't like to kiss her ass.
So wait till my son turns a year old. Me and my husband will be pregnant again.
Ooh. There you go.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, I am 24. She's 53.
Yeah.
And she is not 80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't like a KMA.
By the way, she does wear fucking bras. She has one on right now. I don't have on right now.
What? Wait.
That's the best part.
She doesn't have a bra on?
No, she does, but her tits are real saggers. So I guess people say that. And then she goes, yeah, she does have a bra. And the mom lifts up her shirt and shows her bra. And the daughter's like waves her off. Yeah.
It's one of those hardcore bras, too, though. You know, one of those really thick ones.
I wear those.
These are being held in by this.
Yeah. It's one that people have to
wear one of those.
I think I have one on right now.
No.
I think it's called a sports bra.
This is like
being fat.
A team has to rope these tits in and then put this thing on.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've seen cross eyes? These are cross tits. No depth perception.
Yeah. Who are the haters?
She's got the best.
What's
she's,
I don't have on right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep with the bra on at night. Oh.
During the day, she doesn't wear a bra.
Let's slop around.
Let's see anything else. Oh, a penis is too alive. He's not dead. No, I did not run him over.
Who is it?
What the fuck are the penis. Allegations?
Somebody needs to run over your ugly face and smash it.
So, Ellie Keane, how can I edit out my voice? I don't know how
the mother from the background says somebody should roll over your ugly face and smash it.
Oh, is that what I thought? I said, and speaking of Europe, we're not fascists. That's what I heard. I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
Well, she's a very insightful lady, very well read.
Edit videos like this, you dumb, super looking bitch.
Moron.
So answer my fucking question. How am I fake when all the videos and photos is of the same person? That is me.
You read.
And Cindy was in two of them.
Two.
Yeah, you little whore.
Wow.
So that's that. Moshe Kasher. Great work, man.
Really? That's a
I
good
thing. Like I wonder, was he the one that was harassing them?
Like, I don't think so.
It's Moshe.
I don't think it's Moshe.
Are your tits real? I don't think so.
Nobody's dead in your family.
Yeah. What are the allegations?
Not true. Everybody's dead in our family. What are the allegations?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
What is she answering
pretty
to?
Pretty sure your hair is fake. Like I like that. Like that's a wig you'd pick.
Yeah.
When you showed me that video of her, she's half man, half dog or something. I have no idea what she is.
Oh.
I'm not fake. I'm real.
Yeah. What do these
she
two look like?
She does look like a dog a little bit.
She does. She's
like blonde and shaggy. I picture them too, a little toothless.
Mm-mm. Yeah, a little bit.
A little meth mouthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a little meth mouthy.
Definitely trashy as fuck, for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of meth mouth.
Hmm.
I have no idea where we're going.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Speaking of meth mouth, here's something. So the last time we saw Ian Bagg, we went out to dinner with you and your lovely wife.
Yeah, we did.
We had Mediterranean food.
Did you guys enjoy
delicious.
That?
So delicious.
How was your garlic? How was your garlic level the next day?
Well,
it was.
Which brings me, it was intense. I'm just going to say there was a lot of gas in this house.
Mm. You got to eat it with the person you're going to sleep with that next night. Like if one of you does it and one of you doesn't, it's really an interesting next morning.
Yeah,
oh, it was terrible.
Hey, how are you?
So let me ask you this. I don't know what your relationship with Carrie-Anne is like really, really intimately.
We're married.
I know that.
Sorry.
Well, let me see. Would you do this to your wife?
Mm-hmm.
So the other morning, a while ago, my husband wakes up. I look over lovingly at him, and I start squeezing his little meats and cheeses, and right. I love you. Just squeeze. And then I make the mistake of putting my hands on his buttocks under the underpants.
Right.
And he farts on my hand.
Right on the hand.
Right on my hand. So I feel full vibrations, full wind.
I have not farted on my wife's hands, but I did. We were sleeping on the couch one day, and she was down around my crotch region, and she brings it up all the time. And then I farted on her head, but it wasn't on purpose.
There you go.
on her head.
Yeah, I rattled her head, and she just woke up. She said, "Really? New level." That's what she always says.
That's marriage.
That's the essence. The other day she came home and I was asleep. She went to Pop Physique for the morning class. And when she came back, I don't know what had happened while she'd been gone, but she took a picture of me when she came in the door. My underwear were half off my ass and I was sleeping for it. Looked like I'd been raped while she had been gone. It was a picture and she said, "Never show that picture to anybody," but it was just hilarious.
That's funny.
I'm like, oh, I don't know how they got off.
And I didn't intentionally fart, to make that clear.
Well, it's different, right? If you intentionally fart, she's just a guy that you hang out with.
Ian, every fart in this house is an intentional fart.
That's not true.
It is true. I hear you pushing. I feel you pushing. Like when we'll be laying in bed and I can sense, yes, that like toddlers or little babies in diaper. Yeah. I can feel the whole, he contracts. Do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bang.
That's the story of my life with you.
It was an accidental fart.
I don't think so. It was very deliberate.
So you're saying fart got on your hands?
Yeah, man. And it was one of those things.
Yeah, man.
I was a little upset about it. You know what I mean? There's boundaries to the fart game.
It's so funny because you guys have such a wide boundary that it's hard to believe. It's like being in when we were in South Africa, you know, that game range that they had that was millions and millions of acres. It's actually like being the lion that finds the outside of that game range. That's too far.
Well, this one's too far, too. Someone was in here and they were telling us how a boyfriend and girlfriend, when one of them is taking a shit, the other one, like they call to the other one, like, come here. And then they hold hands while the other one.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my, and that does not.
Can you
play.
Say who it is?
I forget.
It's a couple of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Right, okay.
They're in Madison.
I dated a girl, and she told me that her and her ex-boyfriend, he used to lie on the ground in front of her while she would be on the toilet shitting, and he would lie in the bathroom, talking
what?
To her.
No.
Yeah, it's too far. It's too far.
Lying down.
Like, just like, hey, baby, how are you?
And then remember Bee Weezy?
Right. Oh, right.
He shits in front of his siblings.
The whole family.
Shit in front of him.
What?
The whole family. Yeah. Brent Weinbach shits in front of his whole family.
Aren't, but aren't they Muslim or something?
No, they're not.
It's part
Mormon.
Of Ramadan.
They're
right?
Jewish.
Right? Yeah, they're Weinbach. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. They're Jewish.
I think that's how they. That's how.
No, they're not. That's the thing. Is that he sounds? It sounds Jewish, but he's not.
I think. Yeah, I don't know what he is, man.
He's shitter.
He's fucking.
But they all get like they'll hang out. In the bathroom with the siblings.
That's
No. He takes his shit with the door open.
Right, but they'll come in and they'll be like, hey,
yeah.
And talk
for instance,
to
if we were all hanging out and then the bathroom's right here and I leave the door open and I'm like, so anyways, guys, Ian, how's your wife doing? And I'm shitting. Yeah. Now what about this one?
Okay.
The other day Tommy was drinking his coffee and he's like, I gotta shit, and then he takes the cup of coffee in with him and drinks the coffee while shitting. How do you feel about this?
I can't say that I haven't drank stuff while shitting.
There we go. Boom.
But it does. Have you seen the South Park where it's, I think it's called Reverse Cowgirl or something? But Butters thinks you actually face the toilet when you're shitting.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
So you That's can really so funny. You can eat your pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. So you face the back of the toilet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, because a few of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she shit two times that day.
Mm-hmm. So you're a monkey face. Get lost.
You're constipated.
A few of our listeners tweeted that what happens is that you get shit particles in whatever food it is you're enjoying.
But did you read? Did you read the study that was done?
Okay, you go ahead.
There was a study done.
Oh, the research? No.
The study was they tested these toothbrushes that they had put in the toilet, like 10 of them, and they placed them in different parts of the bathroom. And then they put two that were like 25 feet from outside the bathroom.
Same amount?
All the toothbrushes. Yeah, I think it was. All the toothbrushes.
Really?
Yeah, all the toothbrushes that were in the bathroom, they all found microscopic fecal matter on them. And the toothbrush that was like 25 feet away also had fecal matter on it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that why you're supposed to close the toilet when you flush?
Oh, that
one. I thought that's why it was. I don't think anybody, well, every once in a while you have one of those powerful shits. Because every time, if you're getting a 25, if you're getting poop 25 feet away from you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Can I tell you, I have a feeling that there's shit everywhere, though.
Exactly.
There's shit on everything all the time. Like your vegetables, your meats. There's shit everywhere.
Hands you don't think about? Like,
oh, I think about
when
it.
When you think about
I think
that's why people started bumping.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that host, what's his name?
Howie Mandel.
Mandel. Big, yeah.
He's germaphobe, yeah.
So am I. After shows, you shake hands, you touch your money. Yeah. The very first thing I run back and I wash the shit out of my hands.
Yeah, I have to, but at the same time, you have to go, fuck.
Yeah.
What That's else? True. What else am I wanting? Because you just don't know what you touch all day.
Oh,
all
money
day.
Money is the most disgusting thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hands are on dicks and balls, assholes, shit, jerk, cum.
Yeah. You know what freaks me out is remote controls in hotels.
Yeah.
I started sanitizing them. I bring hand sanitizer. First order of business
Who
is wipe
whose
it down.
Who knows ass they've been in?
Yeah.
Or jizz. Now that I think about the jizz quotient, there's more jizz.
I
never
even thought about jizzing on it.
I mean, I jizz all over rooms.
Well, in your hand.
I just see how. I bring a tape measure with me and see how far I can get it away from me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Wow.
It's kind of a long jump kind of thing.
What's your record?
Yeah.
4 feet.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's real distance.
That's real. Both of you, wow.
Yeah.
It was weird because.
Far. It comes far. Far.
Yeah. And my brother came far too, and that's no lie. But he's dead.
Yeah, what's with proving everybody?
He got polio and died 2 weeks ago. I did too, but I survived.
Why does she have to prove people are dead?
Yeah.
What's that about? Like, I don't understand who's lying
about it.
It must be
1,000 people living there.
I think it's probably in, I don't know. It's response to, she must post stuff, and then people are questioning, like, that can't be true. I think her
That's not real.
Response should just be,
I hate you motherfuckers. 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 I hate
you
motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Who's that?
That's Gigi Allen.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, yeah. That's my dad at Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying your dad, we just watched his movie.
Right.
And then your dad was like fired up about it.
He was upset about it.
Your dad
that.
Was?
Yeah. That was him.
First of all, you watched it with your dad?
Well, yeah.
Hey, it's been a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Let's move into the room.
Who wants to watch Uncle Buck? And who wants to watch Gigi Allen?
You know, I just realized.
What?
Oh, man, we have to show this to my parents. We have to show them Hated.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Have you seen Hated before?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Yeah. How did he end up killing himself?
Heroin.
He did?
Yeah, he OD'd.
Because wasn't he supposed to kill himself at a show?
Yeah, he was going to do it. That was his dream. Everybody has a dream. That was his.
Wouldn't that be great as a stand-up comedian? Your last set, and you're like, this is it.
This is it.
I think Stanhope has talked about that before.
I can see that
I can believe
happening.
Yeah. What's it going to do in front of a room of 125? That would be the worst. You don't even sell out. It's your big, it's your big guest show.
Yeah.
It's your King Tut show.
That would be awesome.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
It's better, I think, to if you shoot yourself, you do it in the mouth. When you point the barrel up, it's a you have a better chance of you can.
I don't think you're supposed to shoot yourself in the head at all. I think most people survive when they shoot themselves.
Well,
in the head.
Through the mouth, I think there's a much higher chance of, well, of you not surviving.
The reason you don't survive is a lot of people they angle it incorrectly,
and, right? Or it bounces off a filling.
Yeah. You got to go straight, like Tommy was saying, straight up in the mouth, and so that it points to the back of the head and up. So you fucking
and use a high caliber gun, obviously.
Right,
right.
22.
Right. You know, 22s a lot of times work because they actually bounce around.
About yeah.
You know, so they'll really cut up, you know, whatever you shoot them into. But if you go with a high, you know, you go put like a 357 or a 44 in your mouth or
your
something.
Your head's coming off.
Yeah,
easy, like Full Metal Jacket. Isn't that what Pyle does? Private Pyle.
No, he uses like a...
A rifle.
Yeah.
It's like a...
High cat. He uses like an M16 or something. Yeah.
Which is tough to do because you have to...
Yeah, you got to reach down. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not...
You're into it.
Well, either way, we hope you had a good Christmas. You know?
Sure. I'm sure you found somebody in the snow with their head missing. They did it right.
The holidays, is that a higher or lower time for people to...
Lower.
People are happier?
No, people are depressed during the holidays.
That's what I'm saying.
Seasonal depression, the depression of being around your shitty family. Yeah, no, because I know that people get bummed out and the weather is shitty in most parts of the country.
You know, they say in Alaska the hardcore time for suicide is in the spring. Because you've gone through that whole winter, you think everything's going to be great, and all of a sudden there's all this light shining on all your problems still, and you're just like,
really?
Boom.
Really?
I didn't know that.
That's what they say, yeah.
There's a lot of people that have insomnia, I think, up there too, right? That people get fucked up there.
Because of the sun?
Well, because they get they get from 24 hours of darkness to 24 hours of light or 23 and a half or some shit.
Fuck, man.
It's funny to hear about these stories about people getting into fights because some guy decided to mow his lawn at 1 a.m. because, you know, it's sunny out and he just doesn't really glue it together.
Oh,
what the fuck are you doing? The whole family's in there sleeping. I just cut my lawn, man. Nice day. He's kind of got a point.
Yeah. I've never experienced that before. Have you guys?
No.
What, the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 26-hour day.
You've done that? You've been to a place where it's
like... Yeah, I've been to Fairbanks when it was like that.
Really?
And I've also, growing up where I grew up, it was about... The sun went down at about 11.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was crazy because I remember being...
How far north was it? Where you grew up.
I like your voice. Why not fucking...
Yeah,
it sounds... it's right near Ketchikan, Alaska, where I grew up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How far were you from Vancouver?
It was closer to get to Edmonton than Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah, but nobody wanted to go to Edmonton. Same latitude or whatever. It's the same how way up.
Yeah,
you
want
to go down, you want to go south.
Yeah.
So, but it was good, except for when you were a kid and you had to go to bed at 8 o'clock and the sun didn't go down until 11. You're like, you could hear people playing baseball still. You're like, I'm missing everything.
This is
bullshit. And the baseball season where I grew up was only like 6 weeks or something like that. So you're like...
What time would the sun come up in that time of the year?
About 4:30.
So 11 to 4:30?
Yeah, 4:35.
Well, so did you ever have blackout like everything or no?
In the winter, you mean? Yeah, it used to get dark at like 3:30.
No, but I'm saying like and when it's sunny, people have like blackout curtains for every house.
Some people do.
Yeah.
And farther up, they do.
Yeah.
They definitely, and more silver. They put the aluminum foil over top of it.
Oh, really? Classy.
That's what meth heads do. Yeah. Our meth neighbors
keep it
did
classy.
That in L.A. when I grew up in Woodland Hills. The house next door, they were making meth, and that's how you do it. You got to cover the windows in tin foil.
Right, which is funny because you know they're just going to cut pieces off it to smoke their meth.
That's a good point. Too tempting.
Yeah. That's a pipe. What you're building there is a pipe.
Hey, well, do you think you could
good
pull
point.
Up... The thing we wanted to show Ian.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to get his take on it.
Gosh, this is such a special treat.
Now, we'll post this obviously on the site too, because there's no way to. But you just want to kind of get your reaction to it.
Hey, can I first of all say?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we
I forgot to say that.
Oh,
we love having you. Anytime,
thanks.
Man.
You're like,
and thank you to your people for starting to follow me too. That's
yeah,
really nice.
Oh,
and
you got such a positive reaction the last time you came back. Reaction.
People love the bagels.
Love bagels. So should I just play this and show it to him, or
yeah,
how
I think
should we do
hit
this?
Hit play and then just hand it to him,
and then you can play the audio,
right?
So that they can hear what he's seeing.
Right. Well, they can hear what he's. Yes.
Okay. So are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna hit play.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Just found this. Oh, my cousin Julie put this up on Facebook.
There you go.
How does this make you feel? What you're watching? If you can talk us through your feelings.
Well, I have to look at it first. This is why... it just doesn't...
Love this song.
Healthy mind, healthy body. Like there's nobody has both, right? The guy's got crazy good body, but his mind is fucked.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, do you describe?
Well, he's dressed like a unicorn with a sword, and he's got high heels on, and he's painted himself white, and he's just showing the poses that he'd do with the sword,
right?
Which, and now he's on all fours, and it's just now he's a unicorn, and he's showing what he'd do if he was a unicorn all day. He would kind of run, and then he'd be on all fours, and then he'd be posing again.
Do you think if you were in a room with this guy, you might feel some fear, though? Like,
no, I wouldn't feel fear, but I'd feel confusion.
Confusion?
Yeah.
What about an alleyway?
An alleyway?
You're walking down.
Chances are he's going to be chasing you. It reminds me of the old Dave Attell joke where the girl puts the strap-on dildo on her head and chases you around like a rhinoceros.
Yeah, forget about that tail.
He's giving himself hooves, too, yes. on the front. Which is, he seems confused.
May I ask you this?
Yeah.
We were trying to understand the significance of the sword at the beginning, and I'm not sure what a unicorn is doing with a sword. Because unicorns are animals of peace, right? Mythological peace.
Right.
Does that mask look peaceful to you that he is on?
But doesn't it? What does his mask seem like?
Seem peaceful to you?
The mask does not seem peaceful at all. It seems to be hiding a large nose.
And it also seems like straight from the devil.
Did he pick the music?
Yes.
Because the music doesn't seem evil at all.
You like
yes,
that.
It does. Do you remember the song was in one of the craziest scenes of Silence of the Lambs?
Oh,
remember?
Was it?
It's when he tucks his junk.
So hard. Yeah. This is when the killer, Buffalo Bill or whatever, he tucks his peener in and he dances.
Right, I remember
putting makeup on.
Okay. This is possibly the most sinister song you can choose.
But if you don't recognize it from that part of the movie, it's not that good.
Oh, everybody recognized it.
I didn't.
No,
yeah, that's true.
Terrible.
And I'm usually pretty good. At least he's got plans.
Yeah.
Everybody needs their own art. And
that's Unicorn Guy. And
yeah, if you Google that.
Very special guy.
Now, about this YouTube, like we've seen two different things today on the YouTube. We've seen the lady with her family, and now we've seen this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worth it? Like creating YouTube, worth it or
right?
You know,
right? That's the debate.
Should everybody be able to create their own thing?
It's endlessly amusing, though, right? The entertainment value. I mean, it's not quality always, but you go like that lady talking, and this is like you're like that's not.
But the thing is, how many hits does it have? How many hits does it have?
Millions.
Okay,
millions.
What's
right?
Unicorn Guy at?
Unicorn Guy has 191,000.
It's going to climb.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And
that's what I'm saying. And then we will do something where we use our talent, do some comedy.
Oh, I know.
14 hits.
Uh-huh.
That's my problem with it, because shame gets more views than talent.
But can I tell you my theory on
that's
this?
That's true.
Why this is happening in society? Because Americans, I think, are so shame-based. Like, there's taboo in our culture. No, I'm serious. So, like, now the Honey Boo Boos of the world are like, fuck you, I'm fat, I'm a hillbilly.
Right.
And we're kind of experiencing public shit now that we never did. So this is the first time our society has maybe dealt with these ugly things. And that's why it's so intriguing.
Yeah, we're ugly.
No, I'm serious.
No,
and
I know.
Maybe in a few years, people will be like, you're fat.
But
you're
it's
ugly.
Not
Who
just
cares?
America.
It's the world.
Excuse me.
I think that that's kind of cathartic and good that people are like, here's my weird shit, because now it makes weird shit okay.
But what did they say on Stern the other day? Like, the Three Stooges used to be the Three Stooges, but the new Three Stooges are Jackass.
Oh, is that right?
So now something that used to be an act is real.
Right, right.
So comedy and what is it? The two masks, comedy and whatever, are now real?
Like, well, look who's considered...
starting to blur, you know?
Yeah.
Look who's considered actual comedians now.
Mm.
Like, you go... like
these guys from YouTube, he'll sell a fucking million tickets, that guy, for his fucking dance.
Yeah, or guys from Jackass.
Right.
Will go, no, or, I'm going to do right. the fucking funny bone. And yeah. he'll be like, oh, yeah, he's a comic. And you're like, he's never even done
it. Well, have you heard this? Eddie Murphy's son and Richard Pryor's son are doing a tour where they're doing their father's material.
Are you no. fucking kidding?
Yeah, and they've been up at...
no.
Yeah, they've been up what? At that shit place, Lovitz.
Are you so, fucking yeah. kidding me? Is that even... Oh. That's so is that ethical? Is Gallagher's it? Brother did Gallagher 2.
Right.
Right.
But
and,
this is...
And Eddie Murphy's brother did whatever he did.
Right. Right. This is so crazy.
Yeah. So now you don't even have to create anything. You just...
I don't want to support that in any
no.
way.
I should just be a mechanic because my dad's one.
Me too.
But I don't know how to fix anything.
I'd love to see you around tools.
Oh, it's not good.
No?
Really?
I had a lot thrown at me when I was a kid.
Your dad was like, yeah. what the fuck are you
can
doing?
Can I get a 9/16? So this fucking 7/16 comes flying back at me. Read the goddamn end of it.
But don't you think that you can fool audiences once? Like, audiences will come out to see the Jackass
three
guys.
Times.
Three times, exactly. And then you're done. Your career as a performer is yep. done. So that's... So
You know how I know that? That guy that was on Saved by the Bell gets three...
Screech! Yeah. I used to have the same booker as him. I used to be 2 weeks behind him in every shithole club that I did. And everybody was like, that guy's terrible.
And a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even be nice.
Yeah, people... I met him at a radio station earlier this year. And he was super nice. But I had heard nothing but bad things before I met him from people. But maybe he's
where did you meet him? At what radio station?
In I was doing a club in Cincinnati. He was doing a casino in Indiana.
A casino in Indy.
Yeah, yeah.
You think he would have tried to be a radio star?
Yeah, you could do that.
He could have pulled that off, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think he probably really is into his act.
No.
You think? Do you think he believes that?
I believe that he probably likes his own act.
That he believes he's funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry. What do you think he talks about?
I heard he's pretty...
Saved by the Bell.
I heard he doesn't really get in. I heard he's just pretty like a dirty comic or whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, he put his peener on the internet, didn't he?
Then there was accusations for mortgage money? That wasn't his peener.
Huh.
Because
I thought he did a porno.
Right, but I'm saying the accusations... I don't know the story well, but the story that people said was that his face is never... on it with his dong, you know, at the same time.
There's no proof that somebody, it's yeah. his.
Because it's an exemplary dong, so people are like, wow, this guy's got a great hog on him. But then there's no...
Exemplary dong.
Yeah, but then there's no shot of face and dong.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
So you don't know whose painter...
It's like Craigslist. Yeah. Some people just send a picture of their dong, but their head is not real in their dong.
And you're like, yeah, I'll put that in my mouth when you give me proof that it's yours.
Yeah.
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 Suck that cock.
Her father had a nice penis. But he's dead. Yeah.
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 Fucking camp.
Can I read you the most disturbing email?
Can I guess
it's from one of your listeners?
No.
Worse. Someone in my family.
No, we're doing it. It's on. It's happening.
This is great. And I'm not going to say who in my family. It's not my father, you guys.
Please,
so just,
let it be an Indian. Please let it be one of the Indians.
No, it's not one of the Indian stuff.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
This is from, and ironically, this relative is an immigrant, born in this country.
That's why it's so disturbing. This is
so it's
one of Christina's relatives.
Okay, and not only that, this relative sent this email to like everybody in my family,
which is
so it's
crazy.
More of a, was it the Christmas email? You know, like well, you get how everybody's doing.
It pretty much is.
Merry Christmas.
Guess who's grown this year?
Read it from top to
bottom.
No,
I will. Come and on. Here's the best: is that grandma and grandpa are included?
They're included. Yeah,
in the email.
They were sent to it, or they
it's
were
kind of nice. Just two. Sent to, it's like all of us, and then grandma and grandpa.
I'm guessing you guys were considered hated.
Here we go.
So here's the subject. It's a forwarded email, so you know that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
The subject in bold and caps says, proud to be white.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it goes. Proud
and there's
to
no,
be white.
And there's no, like, this is not a funny email. It's not like,
ironic.
Yeah,
it's not like, hey, this is some crazy shit. Have you guys
or not
seen
like
this?
There's no clever joke in this.
No.
This is serious.
This is 100%. This is how this person feels.
It's not like when we have Yoshi on, we play Wu-Tang clips.
No.
Right. When it's fun. Like, this is different.
This is a sincere thing. And this person like wants us to be on board with this,
right,
essentially.
Right.
Like, hey, respond and let's get on the dialogue.
Go ahead. Share it.
Okay, so it goes, I have been wondering about why whites are racists and no other race is. And then there's a picture of Michael Richards.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's, here's the best part. Michael Richards makes his point. Michael Richards, better known as Kramer from TV Seinfeld, does make a good point. This was his defense speech in court after making racial comments in his comedy act.
I didn't know you went to court.
That's the first thing I said.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I think if there is, I don't think he did either. But if there is, it's because maybe, someone has to research this. After that incident at the Laugh Factory, that there was like a lawsuit or something, you know, some type of civil suit. Like,
but what would be your lawsuit?
That's what I don't know.
The jokes weren't funny, we're suing?
Yeah. Right. I don't know, but that's, I don't think that there was any court thing, but that's what I'm assuming.
Maybe like he made somebody feel bad. Can you do like emotional anguish or something? Who knows?
Yeah, but the doors are available.
I don't know.
So anyway, okay. So after making racial comments, okay, in it, his defense, he raised a few interesting points. Mm-hmm. Someone finally said it. But how many are actually paying attention to this? Here's the argument, guys. There are African Americans, Mexican Americans, Asian Americans, Arab Americans, etc. And then there are just Americans.
Americans.
This is the best. You pass me on the street and sneer in my direction. You call me white boy, cracker, honky, whitey, caveman.
Caveman.
No, never. Have you ever been called?
What neighborhood does your uncle live in?
Who says any of that? I've never. No.
Have you ever been called that stuff? Never in my life. Anyway.
And it would make me laugh if somebody called me that.
Yeah.
It'd be endlessly amusing. Like, did you just really call me a honky or a cracker? Exactly.
And I picture
moving on up.
Whoever wrote this, I have pictured just writing with like just like a furrowed brow and being like, you sneer at me. And you call me cracker, which Gigi, never
this,
fucking
Gigi
happens.
Allen wrote this, probably. Right? This fucking lunacy.
At crackers.
You call me white boy cracker, honky, whitey caveman, and that's okay.
I hate you motherfuckers.
And this is where it gets a little, okay, and that's okay. But when I call you nigger, kike, towel head, sand nigger, camel jockey, beaner, gook, or chink, you call me a racist.
Which is so crazy.
Oh my God.
Which you are. Yeah, that's crazy.
What do you mean I'm racist?
Right.
I'm just calling you what you are.
Just call like I see it, guys.
Towel head, chink.
Am I not allowed to use a slur?
Because it's equivalent being called a cracker as called a sand nigger.
Oh, my God.
You call me racist. You say whites commit a lot of violence against you. So why are the ghettos the most dangerous places to live in? You have the United Negro College Fund. You have Martin Luther King Day. You have Black History Month. It just goes on and on. Imagine if we had WET, White Entertainment Television. We'd be racist.
NBC.
I know. It's called every other channel that's not BET. Yeah. If we had a White Pride Day, we would call us racists. If we had White History Month, we'd be racists.
We do. We have. It's called Labor Day.
It's just, if we had any organization for whites only to advance our lives, we'd be racists. This is just, it goes on and on. It's just nonsense.
Well, keep, what's the...
Sure, I mean, if you want to hear more of the argument.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
Ridiculous.
We have a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a Black Chamber of Commerce, and then we just have the plain Chamber of Commerce. Wonder who pays for that? 3?
Jesus.
A white woman could not be in the Miss Black American pageant, but any color can be in the Miss America pageant. Okay. If we had a college fund that only gave white students scholarships, you know we'd be racists.
Yeah, we do. Ivy League school, guys.
No, it's called Harvard, Stanford. There are over
it's called most.
60 openly proclaimed black colleges in the U.S. Yet if there were white colleges, that would be a racist.
You know what's funny
college.
About this? As you keep reading this, it literally is like all the dumb logic.
Yeah.
Like the universally dumb logic that a like redneck or racist uses.
Right.
Like, so that were they all, I remember in high school, people like, what's up? How come there's not WET? And it's always like the dumbest person.
You're right.
Like, okay.
Whoa. Why do they have their own college? Because they had to, because they weren't allowed into any other college.
Right. Remember when we used to like kill people for wanting to sit?
Because they wanted to vote and we just drive them into
an organization just for that. Well, they're a fraction of the population. So this is basically to help them celebrate and get some attention on themselves.
Right.
We're 86% of the population. Is that a problem?
Like, yeah. It's like, really? Why is there Mother's Day?
Like, what?
So stupid. You are proud to be black, brown, yellow, and orange, and you're not afraid to announce it. But when we announce our white pride, you call us racist.
Because you are.
It's the best.
You are, man.
You rob us, carjack us, and shoot at us. But when a white police officer shoots a black gang member or beats up a black drug dealer running from the law posing as a threat to society, you call us racist. I am proud, but you call me a racist. Why is it that only whites can be racist? Well, that's not true. There are racist Asians.
Sure.
We've learned with Yoshi.
Yeah.
And
Japan has racism against whiteies.
Everybody hates everybody. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely.
Yeah. There is nothing improper about this email.
Really?
But let's see which of you are proud enough to send it on.
And you realize that's the line that hooked your relative?
Yeah, she was like...
Your relative read that and was like... read that and was like, I'm proud enough to forward this
on. I'm brave enough to be ignorant.
God, I hope it was the Indians.
No. Well, let's see. I sadly don't think many will. That's why we have lost most of our rights in this country.
Where?
So sad.
We won't stand up for ourselves. Be proud to be white. It's not a crime yet, but it's getting very close. Here's my best part, the disclaimer. It is estimated that only 5% of those reaching this point in this email will pass it on. Only 5%, right. Guys.
Like a God bless you type of email chain.
So does that mean
we're like, where it's like, you like pray to Mary, here, say the rosary, ten.
Right.
It is estimated that you won't like forward this nice message on. Not like, some of you don't have the balls to share my racist message.
<That's> so crazy.
Everybody else, but your relative does.
At 5%, that means a little bit of one of us wants to send it on.
A piece
of one of us wants to send it on someplace.
Jesus.
It's really crazy.
Now, please tell me this. I really think in some way, shape, or form, you should respond to that. I really do.
Well, my responsibility as a human being, I mean, I bust this person's chops constantly about this.
Because we've gotten other things from this relative where you're like...
Other racist stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But this one is like... Here's the thing is that the other one, they're not like this. They're a little like... They're...
A little tamer.
This is like... That's 101, like... Down
hate
south
crime
redneck.
Shit.
Well, that's like that's the shit that I would hear.
That's
from like in Florida from like rednecks
who had
like hogs strapped to the back of their pickup truck. They say all that shit is like that's the first class in racist college. Like that's introduction to racism shit. And they hit every beat. All the Black America pageant and the school fun. You're like, what are you talking about, man?
Lunacy. Well, the irony is this person wasn't born in this country and is an immigrant.
Yeah.
As my entire family is. My stepfamily is all Indian.
Please.
Too. It's like, really? You know that family is...
Can we write them back a letter, like invite them to a Klan meeting? Like, like, you know what I mean?
You should be like, you're right. I've taken action. We're going to start a rally.
Find like a Klan, like a whole thing. We got to join this group. Send them that back. Because what you say is what they say, and we need to go join this
group. You know
group.
What? What if we
Let's
did a
start
search?
A meeting,
Why don't we do a search for a local Klan chapter and just be like, hey, Tom and I, 8 p.m. Friday, we're going here.
Yeah, show up.
Put
See
the
you
address.
There.
Just kind of talk about some of our issues. We think you'd be great for the group. You know what I mean? And just kind of
let's
just
get
plug it that way.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think this comes from...
Got to go to Bed Bath & Beyond first, though.
Yes.
Got to get some sheets.
Yeah. This just comes from a lack of, stuff in your life.
That?
It's like, you know what? You don't really hate... You can't possibly be feeling this. Really? You just got shit, nothing going on.
It's weird how some people get, though. Some people have that paranoid... I think it's paranoia that does it to some people.
Right, like the immigrants are taking all our jobs.
Yeah,
it's that kind of shit. That's what that email
is. And then they're an immigrant.
Yeah.
I can't even get the immigration jobs anymore.
Right, like what
I can't get the immigration jobs. So good people, they come across the border and take them the jobs.
Wait, you wanted to be a bus boy?
I haven't been able to make
a swingers cafe? You wanted to be a bus boy?
Up until 4. Good place. Lots of positive energy.
You wanted to be a a line cook right. somewhere, or a...
I know people would complain about this. Oh my god, man!
Yeah, country, none of the jobs
are losing the fucking country yet. That's my favorite line in the whole thing.
Yes,
it, like people like you can't be or you can be proud to be white. Well, you haven't lost our right to do it yet.
Yet.
Like we're about to lose.
We're on the brink of it, guys.
He was trying to say niet.
Fuck it. It's like, you know, the whole thing with society today is, you know, go to school, get a job, get married, and have kids, and take out loans, and dig a fucking hole that you can never get out of. And to me, that's just the way of the government chaining you down so that you can never get out of their grip. And somebody like me who can do whatever they want, I never have to pay taxes, I can... You know, fuck whoever I want. I can go here, I can go there. I can, you know, somebody calls me, I can go tomorrow. I don't have to think about, well, I got to take care of this. It's like, I can just go. And you know, that's the only way to fucking live. It's, you know, people just, you know, so fucking concerned about stupid shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Gigi sent me this email.
Did Gigi forward that to you?
Yeah, I'm related to this guy.
I think Gigi would speak up about that email.
You think he would?
I think it would rub him the wrong way.
Really?
I don't know.
No.
I think he's probably down for this.
I don't. I think.
Well, let's see the titles of his songs, Ian. Yeah, read the back of the DVD here.
I read them earlier. I remember watching him all the time on a couple shows back in when I was a teenager.
I like Suck My Ass, It Smells.
Suck My Ass, It Smells, and I Fuck Everything. Everything I Fuck. I Kill Everything I Fuck, the AIDS song.
Yeah, that was favorite one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good title. And then I Want to Kill You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just love. You know
fuck
what?
It. Fuck authority.
This is a very loving post-Christmas episode.
That's what it's all about, man.
Die when you die.
Die.
Is this a DVD?
Oh,
there it is. Yeah, it's a DVD. Does he shit? Does he actually shit on the stage? Yeah, you lose me there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of shit in the shows. A lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you listen to him a little bit and you go, all right. When he goes, you go to school, get a job. And you're like, yeah, that's you're fucking missing the point there. And you get tied down with all these debt and stuff. You're like, hey, you got a point. Maybe I shouldn't get tied down with that. And then he takes a shit on stage and you go, you lost me again. You're like, fucking.
Yeah.
There's no real message there.
No. The message was good up until he shits on, or when he starts cutting himself on stage.
Oh, God. Cutters are crazy.
I think he was schizophrenic or something. You can tell he's clearly not okay.
Yeah, I don't think
he was on drugs. He must have been on drugs.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Tons, a lot of drugs.
Yeah. A lot of booze. A lot of drugs. Yeah.
It's interesting how guys on drugs will believe themselves. Like I had a friend that was on heroin that was a vegetarian. Oof. Yeah, and I just couldn't. I always just used to stare. And he's like, nope, don't eat meat. And I'm like, really?
That's where you draw your line.
Yeah, you just get you healed. All right.
Like injecting it, mm-hmm. obviously. Oh, that's such a tough one to do.
Oh, it's going down. Dog licking her puss.
Oh,
shit.
Just cleaning up the goods.
What you doing?
Cleaning up the jeans. You didn't even tell everybody that for Christmas, I mean, I got you something you've wanted for a long time.
What's that, Boo?
Bikes!
Bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me a bike?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love my new bike.
You haven't seen it yet.
Where did you steal it from?
I was walking down on the beach.
Yeah.
And I saw that some people had left
bikes
tied up. And I was like, those are some really nice
bikes.
And I took them. And now they're ours. We can use them whenever we want.
Oh, thanks, babe.
You like your bike?
I love my bike.
Bikes!
What's that from?
It's from...
Scared Straight.
Yeah.
Is that what it's from?
Yeah.
What, the episode where they don't want people to ride bikes?
The anti-biking
actually,
message.
I wish I had
bikes.
It.
Bikes!
Wish I had it set up for
this,
you.
This dog, your dog does a perfect Top Dog impression. Do it again. That's Tom's dad. Exactly. Because whenever Tom calls Top Dog, he just
smells into
under the phone. Do it again. She's
She's like, no.
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 Let me lick my vagina in peace, Lane.
Hey, the thing that I did for
sure. Why are you here? Steal it. What the fuck you do? Steal yourself. Bites.
I love
that.
What
the fuck you took?
Sorry, what'd you say?
That I forgot to mention. That thing that I did for Showtime, the hour special, may air this week.
Oh, really?
Like this December 26th week.
Are you going to do another special?
Hopefully I'll be doing
it. So this will be all different stuff?
Yeah, all different
stuff. Wow. Now, did your Showtime thing, we discussed before how somebody talked to you, how you were going to shoot something, and they're like, we don't want you to talk to the crowd, though.
This is mostly crowd work. This is mostly what that guy that you were talking about wants to do. I'm like, oh, interesting. I beat him to the punch.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Well, so that might air when?
The week of the 26th. I heard it's going to air in the middle.
That's this week?
Yeah.
Christmas week.
Middle of the night, and then they're going to do a premiere for it.
In January.
Yeah. But they have to air it before, for some sort of reason. Yeah. They're not going to tell anybody it's airing. They're going to do a premiere for it.
No, but let's talk about, I can't believe we didn't bring this up. We're getting to the end of the show. We haven't even brought this up. Don't you have a new CD out?
I do have a new CD.
Jesus.
And I didn't even bring it for you guys. I should have brought it.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk
about it, man.
It's fantastic.
Yes, I believe you.
Have you guys... I was reviewed by three different companies, and I can't tell if they like me or not.
I hate it.
And then only one,
and
then only one gave me a number, and it was 4 to 5. And I'm like, that's okay. But then you see everybody else that they give 4 to 5. You go, it's shit. That's 4 to 5. Like all the comics that I don't like got 4 to 5. So I'm like, fuck, I can't.
Yeah, it's hard. I was really scared this time. A bunch of places that were like, I got some emails. We want to review your album. I sent them links.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they reviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got one that I know got, like, the one that I read. I also, the reviewer,
mm-hmm.
before the review was posted, tweeted, but tagged me in it so that I would read.
What a scumbag. I don't know. Yeah,
they did that to me.
So it popped up, and it wasn't the link to the review. This reviewer just happened to tweet. Oh my God, I hate Tom Segura way less now that I know he's not an overly built, coiffed jock douche. And I was like, who is this person? I thought it was just a person.
I can't figure out if they like us or hate us.
Well, that's a fucking way to get your attention, right?
You know what?
Critics, I hate you less.
And you are coiffed.
Right?
You've always been a douche.
No. Critics uniformly... They hate us.
Are they the people that can't do it?
They hate, yes. Because they're jealous and they're bitter and they're fucking scum fuck of the universe because they're too pussy to do anything creative. So they fucking criticize what other people do creatively. Right. And I hate them. I hate them.
I don't know why they can't.
Because I'm proud
say
to be white, you guys.
You know, they will give black people good reviews.
Huh? Why you coming today, you big, fat, funny-looking motherfucker? Why you coming today?
Oh, I've had that happen to me so many times. That heckler scares the shit out of me.
Can you imagine? That would be the worst thing ever. The worst ever, man.
Cleveland.
These are clips from Cleveland last year.
Cleveland Improv, when I did.
That you meant Cleveland, the Cleveland show.
This is what it's like to do Cleveland.
This is what I did.
White boys, man. How the fuck y'all gonna survive in the prison, white boys? With a motherfucking population, 85% look like me, motherfuckers.
Right.
You coming in this motherfucker like y'all got attitude. Right. You get crushed, man. Yeah. Keep fucking up out there on the street. And you coming to prison, bro. And when you come, you coming for a long motherfucking time. Trust me, I tell you this, man.
Have I ever told you about the time I fucking did this pilot for, I don't know, a travel something or something, some company, and it was called Places You Never Want to Go.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd watch that.
And yeah, it was me and this ex-CIA guy, and we did the pilot. We went to Compton, and we hung out with a gang for the afternoon.
How fun.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, I've never sweated so much in my life. I was nervous, so terrified. And the one guy says to me, what are you doing down here? The only time I see a white guy down here is when he wants to get his wife some nigga dick. And I'm okay, this is how it's going to start. Here we go.
So you were like, this is where we go with Carrie Ann.
I'm like, hey, baby, I found a place to get some of the NGGA dick.
How did you respond to that guy?
I've been on Comedy Central. I panicked.
I like jokes.
mics.
It was one of these things. I was wearing like the, you know, a fucking microphone, and all I could think was that it looked like a wire.
Sure.
And I'm like, this is a microphone. I kept showing them.
Hey, there's a cop right here, man.
Goddamn cop with a camera, man.
I'm in this motherfucker, and I'm fucked up. Look at me, little boy. What the fuck you doing in my house today? And if you tell me a motherfucker lie, I'm gonna moose your motherfucking face up. Now, why is you here? Look at me. You see this motherfucking face? You remember this motherfucking face? Because you never want to meet a motherfucker like me. You understand? That's
Tracy Morgan is so talented.
That's part of our Christmas message this year.
This is a hateful episode.
This stuff right here.
So, Ian, if you were to go to prison, I think, have we discussed this before?
No.
This is okay. What's your strategy for prison survival?
I would fucking stab myself.
Get, that's interesting.
So you get put in, you know,
5150.
Yep.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Is that what happens? I make
that's
you crazy.
That's psych code. Yeah. They'd be like, this one's out of his. We gotta protect him from himself.
From himself. Yeah. We gotta protect him so bad from himself.
I stab my stomach every week.
But where do you stab yourself so you don't bleed internally and die?
Oh, that's I don't know. Question. Probably in the shoulder.
Yeah, I would just go for, I think I would try like my throat and wrists. First day in prison.
Vertically.
But you're a large dude. I mean, you're a tall guy. You can fight.
Those guys, that's what they do.
Yeah.
I haven't been punched in the face like that in years.
No.
Yeah. It takes a long time. Like I see all these guys going to these MMA classes. Like there's Gracie Jiu-Jitsu places everywhere now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is everybody just planning to go to jail? Because there's no need to use that anywhere.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right. No. But, oh God. Do you think
Rogan works in that business? That's why he's built like that. You got to look like those guys to do that. He wouldn't need that if he was just hanging out with normal fucking everyday people. And all these guys just fucking wrestling in their background. Right. Just let it go. Just fucking let it go. Let your ears fucking grow.
Hug each other.
The cauliflower ears, you don't like those?
Fuck, that's the first thing I look for if I'm going to get into a fight with a guy.
You see those ears?
If I see those ears, just walk away.
Hey, man.
He's just going to get your thumb and you're going to hurt for no reason. Yeah. I fucking hate wrestlers.
Have you fought much physically?
When I used to play hockey, I used to fight all the time. And then a little bit, I was boxing for a while. And then I got tagged one day and knocked out on my feet and had to keep standing because it was at Freddie Roach's gym. I used to go there and do a little bit of sparring, and some guy tagged me like you wouldn't believe. And I'm like, oh, just stand up. Just wait for that bell. He goes, you want to go another round after the bell went? I'm like, nope. I'm going to go cry in the corner.
Getting punched sucks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And getting punched by one of those, like a real boxer's punch. Oh,
just that he got me so good. It was just the ice. It feels like somebody dumps a bucket full of ice down your back. You're just spine. Yeah. Just that's concussion.
Hit. Yeah. And then you're like, I don't need to do this.
I'm like, man, I'm not going to the Olympics. I just remembered. Son of a bitch. I just remembered. I'm not going to make any money fighting.
No.
Yeah. There's no, don't get, if you really are not get it, it's not your career. You should get out of the full contact punching. You're just fucking your head up.
I don't know how these guys like getting punched in the nose. I remember just getting punched. It just hurts like you wouldn't believe it. And your eyes, you can't see anything afterwards.
Your eyes just water.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
I don't
and that's like that pain. You get the pain like the back.
You're
like, I got punched in the face, but my brain in the back of my head hurts.
My brain hurts.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, or getting, my least favorite is to get punched in the stomach. When I used to get into fights with black chicks, they'd go right for your stomach. No, in public school, 7th grade.
Sure you didn't write that letter?
It's just what happened. And what
just
can
tell
I,
them.
What can I do?
You wrote the email.
I wrote the email.
You wrote the email.
No, but I'm
black people punch you in the stomach. White people punch you in the stomach. That's no good.
But I'm saying that black girls are way better fighters. Like, come on, let's fucking be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you do not want to fight with a black chick, but they go first for the stomach, and that's really incapacitating.
Soft spot.
Do they all
hurt their hands.
Go first for the stomach? Is it universally black to do that?
I'm pretty sure they're lesbian.
No, because I've watched other videos, and usually the girls do open hand smacks to the face. And then you pull a bitch's hair.
WorldStarHipHop.com. WorldStarHipHop.com. They've got great videos, man.
Really?
The slap is a weird thing. When a man slaps another man, like a Cat Williams slapped that guy, that's you're not wanting to fight somebody.
He did that at Target.
Yeah.
You see that? He slapped a cashier at Target this week.
Why?
A couple weeks ago.
Out of his mind now.
Yeah.
And now he's, it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then He's now, what is he doing?
He's quit stand-up. He's retiring from stand-up.
Well, but so but lucky. Just a few weeks ago, like the week before the slapping at Target, he lost his shit and attacked, like jumped into the crowd again to attack a heckler.
I don't know. God. I haven't not heard anything about him being tough. That's the weird part. Like, I hear he's like 5'6" or something.
Oh, he's
like
shorter
that.
Than that. He's tiny.
So, and he's in a motorized cart from the fucking Target, and he's driving around. He gets out and slaps the guy. It's almost like he's on a sketch show.
He's talking a bunch of shit, but he's really drugs. Lost his shit, man.
He's drugs.
He really has fucking and somebody the attacking the audience
paranoid
thing.
Schizo.
Yeah,
is he really?
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure, sure.
Yeah,
and in the closet, I also heard.
No,
really?
Yeah, in the closet.
No, aww. Cat.
Yeah, which you if you think about it, that would get. I find most of the guys that come out of the closet are those guys that I've known are those guys that over you're like, wow, he really likes pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy's crazy.
We were just talking about that, how like when people have to talk about how much they love yeah. pussy, like, yeah. I just love, but you're like, really?
South Africa, I wouldn't be surprised if he likes it in the butt, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because it's just the way he talks about, I'm like, yeah, I really like it, but you know.
I just can't stop eating it, man. Like, I love the way it tastes, and I'll just eat it all night.
Just every, oh.
You know,
I love burgers. Never brought it up like that. I won't mention.
No.
The other thing is that like I just really like fucking pussies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I've met guys like that. Yeah. I fucking love fucking it, and I love eating it, and I could do it all day and all night.
Like, really, all day, all night? You're like, yeah. You don't even want to check your messages?
Well, it's just one of those things where you go like, it's almost like when somebody goes.
Facebook?
I love getting like huge amounts of cash, and you're like,
yeah, it's implicit,
yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, you
yeah.
don't need.
You're like, why? Yeah,
why I get it, man. Like, all of us, we
nobody
like
runs
it.
From it.
Feels good.
Yeah. What is that really cash? Good I gotta get come. The fuck out of here.
Coming like just feels good. Do you know what I mean? When you like when you come, and you're like,
you know when a yeah. girl makes you come. When a girl makes you come, right? You know when a girl makes you come
with like her, like she chooses like you her know. Pussy lips or like or something like that
with
or, like,
a girl clit. Puss. You know, a girl makes you come,
and you get that cum all up in her puss.
Oh.
Feels so good, right?
Cream pie, daddy-o.
Or if like, you're getting blown though by a girl
puss, because I fucking love puss. Mm. Girls puss.
Girls pussy. Good. We didn't even say like. Let's go back to the. What's the new album called?
It's called "It Takes a Village."
Did we even say that? It takes a village.
Yeah.
Also,
the artwork's fantastic.
Hillary Rodham Clinton's book title.
Is it?
I think so.
Is oh my it? God! I think you're right.
Yeah, that's the name.
But
of it.
But mine's being chased out of town by a mad crowd.
Oh, that's
oh,
great.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Not "It Takes a Village to Raise a Great Child."
No, it's like me running away
to get
from
rid
a village.
Of me and
yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. And can they get it at?
They can get it at Amazon. They can go to my website, and they also can get it on iTunes.
Your
or
website.
Come see a show.
That's a great thing.
Okay.
You should see Ian Bagg live.
Yeah.
But you want them to get the album.
www.ianbagg.com.
With two Gs.
Mm-hmm.
Two okay. Gs. And then on iTunes, it's called It Takes a Village.
Ian
Bagg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can still listen to the podcast, even though I know that some of your Tox Miller, what is it? Tox?
What?
There's a guy that listens to our show from you guys. His name's TOX or something.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He's like, what the fuck is going on with your show?
Yeah, well, something's going on.
Well,
so tell them.
Well, what happened was we started off at Lovitz Club, and they just offered us to do this thing, so we started doing it, and it was hellish. It was hellish, and I had to get the fuck
oh my
out
god,
of there.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay.
Because there was so much girl puss there. And I just love girl puss, and it was so tempting, this girl puss. Anyways.
Tastes like weird.
So I had to get the fuck away from there. So we've been putting it together ourselves. It's still on XM channel 160, Laugh Attack.
There you go.
You can listen to it there if you have the XM or the Sirius. But it'll be up on iTunes very soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So please go there.
And iTunes. The thing too is, if you guys
and I like Twitter followers,
go to Ian's website and look at his tour dates. You seriously, Ian's one of those comics that it really pays off to go and see him live.
Yeah,
he's one of the best. You gotta go.
Yeah,
you gotta see him.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's an experience, and I don't think there's two shows that are the same. And it's fucking, it's so much fun. It's an experience,
guys. These headphones aren't gonna fit on me because you're making my head swell.
It is
so fun.
It is a very
girl
unique
pussy.
Show. Here is one of the previews from It Takes a Village with Ian Bagg. I hope you enjoy it.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries. Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I mean, it doesn't get...
Oh, I love that track. Is that the closer?
Yeah, There you go. Ian Bagg.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I loved writing that.
Oh, man. You really are one of the best.
That is awesome. Thanks for having you over.
You're the best, man.
Thank you for having me over to your village, your house.
We,
Ian Bagg.
Your new house is fantastic. You guys should be very proud of yourselves. You're moving on up. You're all grown up, kids.
Well, we're grown up.
We're trying to grow up.
No, moving on.
You need a four. You need a four-leggeder.
I would love a doggy. A dog with jeans.
Little French bulldog, 18 pounds. Take it with you. Travel with you.
Can you? I would do that. Oh, you can, huh?
We got to get a doggy.
I'm dying for a doggy jeans. Do you ever take... Oh, you can't take this doggy.
She can't, but we're thinking about getting a French bulldog.
It's the holiday season.
Look at her, how cute she is.
Christmas time.
In the city.
You know, snuggle up with who you love. What's your Christmas message?
Oh, I think my Christmas... message is everybody should put on their favorite pair of the coziest jeans that they own and pull them up as high as they can and sit in front of a fire and dip your toe in that fire
and
light yourself on fire.
Oh, that's a great Christmas message. That's so sweet of you.
You're welcome.
And Ian, would you like to send a Christmas message to our listeners?
I want you guys to listen to all these podcasts over and again and buy the t-shirts, otherwise known as giving.
Yeah, giving, guys.
Give.
You heard Ian.
Give.
He did.
Buy shirts and CDs. My message is, you know, eat that pussy. It's so tasty.
But what kind, though? Girl pussy?
Girl pussies.
Not to be confused.
And,
not
man. And ejaculate
man
into
pussy.
Them.
Wait, a man pussy is prison pussy, right?
Oh, man pussy.
Look, it's been a great year. We absolutely adore you, our listening audience. You guys have enriched our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to meet more of you out there on the road. And also, you know, this show, you guys have created it and made it what it is. So we owe a big thanks to you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, mommies.
And
it was a great 2012. Thanks
it was.
To you guys.
So
and
thank you guys.
2013 is going to be even better.
Even
so.
Better. Yep.
Thank you, mommies.
Ian Bagg, thank you for coming.
Thanks, Baggles.
Thank you, guys.
Make
Happy
sure
New Year.
You have
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
Every
and listen
pussy.
To that email.
Every girl pussy.
White pride, guys. That's the 2013 message.
White power.
White power.
White power.
It's all right to be to have pride.
White power.
Have pride in your whiteness.
Just be proud to be white, guys.
Hey, I go on there and say,
there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Whip hair. Yeah. Whip hair.
Yeah. White power.
Whip hair. Tonight's the night I've set my mind.
one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Dashing through the snow, cause I bundled up too tight. Last minute, had to do a few cards, a few calls, because it's RSVP. No thanks, no party lights, it's Christmas Eve. Gotta relax, turn down all of my advice. Last fall, had a night to myself, same guy called, Halloween party, waited all night for him to show. This time his car wouldn't go. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late. The booth.